The opera ghost really existed. Oh, I know what you're thinking, that he was a mere phantom, conjured up by the imagination of artists, given flesh by rumour and gossip, and brought to life by superstitious fancy. But you're wrong. He was real. And this is his story. It all took place 30 years ago in the giddy romantic days of the 1880s. Many of the principal players in our tale are still alive today, but some, as you shall discover, did not survive the events I am about to relate. That unfortunate scene shifter, Joseph Bouquet, for one. When I think of his lifeless body swinging to and fro... Oh, but I'm getting ahead of myself. We were speaking of the opera ghost. And what a tale it is. For years, I've been collecting information on the ghost. Eyewitness accounts, letters, diary entries, newspaper cuttings, and, of course, police reports. It's become a little hobby of mine. But perhaps you don't care for such evidence. Letters can be forged, after all. Eyewitnesses mistaken. Well, how do you explain the skeleton? Oh, yes, I thought that would get your attention. A few years ago, workmen digging in the catacombs under the opera house discovered a corpse, the body of a man. But this was no ordinary skeleton. The limbs were distended and the skull... Ah, but you'll find out about the skull in due course. First things first. Let us journey back in time to that fateful dressing room beneath the stage of the Paris Opera House, to that frightened little ballet dancer and her silly ghost stories. For this is where our tale begins. And how do I know? I was there, my friend. I was there.
The Phantom of the Opera by Gaston Leroux. Translated and dramatized by Barnaby Edwards. Episode 1.
Cielos, who is it?
It's little Meg, Senorita Carlotta, from the chorus.
Si, come in. Well, what has happened?
She's got his jewels. Won't be long now before he leaves her to give birth to the devil child. And then it's prison, death, and heaven.
That will be the real test of our little upstart. It's all very well, tossing off a breeches roll like Siebel. You can't move for mezzos these days. But Marguerite can only be played by a true soprano. The range, the power, the stamina. I fear poor Christine Daae may have, how you say, chewed off more than she has beaten.
Such a shame you couldn't have performed it yourself, Senorita Carlotta. What with this being the gala night and all.
Yes, an unfortunate accident. Fortunate for Christine Daae, of course, who gets to step into my shoes for the night. But the medico, he says I will walk again before the week is out.
Seem to be more and more of them these days, don't there? Accidents, that is, not doctors. And we know who's behind them, don't we? The opera ghost.
Really, child? You and that phantasma of yours?
But he's real. That's what I came to tell you. Joseph Bouquet says he saw the ghost prowling round the third floor cellar. A skeleton in dress clothes. That's how he described him. With eyes so deep set you can't hardly see them. Like the sockets in a dead man's skull. His sickly yellow skin stretches over his bones like the skin on a drum. And his nose, why, it's more an absence of a nose. Just a hole like a wound in the middle of his face. As for his hair, it's just three or four long dark locks plastered greasily to his horrible pate.
And did Joseph Bouquet dare to speak to this monster, this Diablo?
I don't know. He was about to tell us, but the Persian appeared from nowhere and told Bouquet to hold his tongue. He has the evil eye, that Persian. I think he's in league with the ghost.
You think everyone is in league with the ghost? Last week you were boasting to me that your mother knew him.
She does.
What nonsense?
It's not nonsense. It's the truth.
Prove it.
I can't. I swore to keep it a secret.
How convenient. Now, perhaps you wouldn't mind leaving me. My ankle is hurting and I am suddenly very tired.
All right. It's to do with a private box, but you mustn't breathe a word.
I promise, I promise. Now, what box?
Box 5, on the grand tier. Next but one to the Pross Arch, stage left.
See, see, I know it.
Well, it's the ghost's box. The management keep it empty for his sole use. They never sell it, even if the house is full. I know because Mother has charge of it. Every evening, she unlocks the box, places a program on the seat and some refreshments on a side table and withdraws. After the performance, she opens the door again and clears everything away. And the food and champagne, it's always been polished off.
So your mother has seen the ghost too?
No, the box is always empty. But he speaks to her. Such a soft, gentle voice, she says. Like a breath of wind through barley.
Like a breath of absinthe, you mean? An invisible phantom indeed.
Don't mock. It's bad luck to mock.
I bet your mother drinks the champagne herself and then makes up these lies.
They are not lies.
The opera ghost doesn't exist. What was that?
It was the ghost. I told you not to laugh at him.
Dios mío, what was that?
It sounded like...
I didn't mean it. I believe in you. I believe in...
Oh, there you are, Meg. Oh, thank heavens you're safe.
Madame Giry!
Mother, what's happening? What was that scream?
Joseph Bouquet is dead. Strangled.
Capital, my dear Monsieur Richard. Absolutely capital. This gala evening of yours is an unqualified success.
Oh, you're too kind, Monsieur Monchamin. The idea was, after all, your own.
Ah, but the choice of music was entirely down to you, and that's what everyone's come to hear. Go on, read the article again while I locate some proper champagne flutes.
To celebrate the opening of this year's season at the Paris Opera House, the building's new owners, Monsieur Armand Monchamin...
International man of business...
And Monsieur Firmin Richard...
The celebrated composer...
...are tonight holding a gala performance of Charles Gounod's new opera, Faust.
Aha!
World-renowned Spanish soprano La Carlotta will be singing the part of Marguerite.
Unless the pointless tart trips over her own ego and twists her ankle 2 hours before the performance, in which case the part will be played by her understudy, the Swedish sweetheart, Mademoiselle Christine Daae. Ha-ha! Go on, go on.
All of Paris is believed to be fighting for a ticket to what is surely the best show in town.
Certainly the most expensive... 5,000 francs those devil costumes cost. It would have been cheaper to cut a deal with Lucifer himself.
Le Temps will bring you the full story tomorrow.
Here we are, my dear fellow. Here's to us, the new proprietors of the Paris Opera House.
And to a night no one will ever forget.
Strangled, did you say?
Garrotted would be a better word.
That's horrible. Poor Joseph.
He was found hanged in the third floor cellar, swinging slowly between an old farmhouse backdrop and a scene from Le Roi de l'Or.
Did you say the third floor cellar, Mother?
Yes. The Persian found him.
The Persian?
But it's the oddest thing. In the time it took the Persian to summon help and re-enter the cellars, Joseph Bouquet's body must have fallen down, for his corpse was found on the floor between the flats.
What is so odd about that?
The rope by which he was hanging was gone. It had simply vanished into thin air.
Have you ever heard anything so sublime, Philippe?
It's a shame La Carlotta was unable to perform.
What?
Christina's 1,000 times better in the role.
Oh, really? How do you know when you've never heard either of them sing Marguerite before?
I just know.
I suspect you're listening with your heart rather than your head, little brother.
Well, isn't that what one's supposed to do with opera?
Touché. Listen, Raoul, I have nothing against the girl, but this infatuation can only end unhappily. You're a count and she's...
A what, Philippe? A mere singer? Is that it? Christine Daae isn't good enough for the noble de Chagny family.
I've never said that.
Philippe, you've known Christine since she and I were children. Her father was a good man.
Raoul.
Her guardians, the Valerius family, are not without...
Be quiet. Look at the stage. Christine's collapsed.
This desk is astounding. Just when I think I've discovered all its secrets, I'm suddenly confronted by a new wonder. See, when I press this little nodule here... a hidden drawer. Now, why didn't Debienne or Poligny tell us about that? I'd have given them more money for the theatre if I'd known about the desk.
It seems that's not the only secret they kept from us.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Look at this.
What is it? A diary?
It's their memorandum book, where they note down all the bequests peculiar.
The management of the opera hereby undertakes to provide the National Academy of Music with rehearsal facilities 4 times a month.
Turn to the last page, the one written in red ink.
Demands of the opera ghost. The opera ghost?
It would appear we have purchased a haunted house.
Please, let me pass. Excuse me. Thank you.
Can I help you, monsieur?
Is Christine all right?
Miss Daae is perfectly well, thank you. She simply fainted. Probably exhaustion. She's resting now.
Would you let her know that Raoul de Chagny is here to see her?
She will see no one.
You don't understand. I'm a friend. I've known Christine since she was a child.
I'm afraid it is you who do not understand. She will see no one.
Christine, it's me, Raoul. Your guard dog here won't let me pass. Do call her off.
I know no Raoul. Send him away, Madame Giry.
You heard the lady, monsieur.
Well, she's not herself. I'll wait until she's recovered fully.
As you wish, monsieur. Au revoir.
Christine?
No, wait. Furthermore, the management undertakes to pay the opera ghost the sum of 20,000 francs per month or 240,000 francs per year. The said remuneration to be made available in advance.
Naturally. It wouldn't do to be debtor to a ghost.
And finally, the opera ghost requests that box 5 in the grand tier be made available every performance for his exclusive use.
Oh, now that strikes me as a little greedy. With a salary of 20,000 francs a month, he's rich enough to pay for his own box.
Oh, you're right there. Sorry, OG old chap. We're going to have to hire out that box of yours just like all the others.
But what if he comes to haunt us?
That's a risk we'll just have to take.
You're certain you'll be all right on your own?
I'm feeling much stronger now. Thank you, Madame Giry. I'd just like a few minutes to myself to collect my thoughts before leaving for home.
Good night, Miss Daae.
Christine... Christine, it's me, Raoul.
Do you not love me, Christine?
How can you say such a thing when you know I sing only for you? Tonight on stage, I gave you my very soul.
Your soul is a beautiful thing, Christine, and I thank you for it. No emperor ever received a fairer gift. When you sang tonight, the angels wept. Now go home and rest.
Will I see you at Paris?
Yes, Christine.
There's no point in hiding in the dark, sir. I know you're here. I heard you speaking to Christine just now in the most contemptible manner. If you don't show yourself this instant, then you are a coward as well as a blackguard. Do not attempt to frighten me, sir. We Shanyis are not so...
Remember, Joseph Bouquet.
Good morning, Monsieur Richard.
Good morning, Monsieur Monchamin.
Well, what's the order of the day? Spot of lunch, perhaps? And then a trip to the ballet rehearsal room?
Correspondence. This was addressed to both of us, so I hope you'll forgive my opening it.
Private, eh? 1 week in the job and already we're getting private letters.
If you think that's unusual, wait till you read the contents.
Dear managers... Rather impersonal beginning. Dear managers, upon arriving at the opera house the other evening to hear
the sublime Christine Daae sing Siebel in Faust, I was disagreeably surprised to discover that my box had been sold by your orders. At first I imagined that your predecessors had failed to alert you to the existence of the memorandum book. I've since discovered that this is not so. If you gentlemen wish to live in peace, you ought not to begin your tenure by taking away my private box. Your most humble and obedient servant.
The opera ghost. Oh, well, what do you make of that?
The joke is wearing a trifle thin.
At least now we know a little more about the Joker.
We do?
Yes. He's a fan of Christine Daae.
Oh, that hardly narrows it down. Her reputation is growing daily.
Reputations are easily obtained. Between you and me, I don't know one end of a piano from another, and yet I have the reputation of being an aficionado of fine music.
Really? That must have slipped me by.
The point is, what are we going to do?
Send for Madame Giry. I think it's time we investigated the mystery of Box 5.
Dearest Raoul, please forgive my rudeness the other evening. It was important that certain parties remained unaware of our friendship. Tomorrow is the anniversary of my dear father's death, and I shall be visiting his grave in the little churchyard at Perros. If you have any feelings for me, please meet me there at sunset, and I shall explain all. Your childhood friend, Christine.
If you have any feelings for me... Christine, how can you write that? You know I love you.
Next stop, Perros Girek. Perros Girek, next stop.
Box 5, gentlemen.
How disappointing. It looks just like all the others.
So this is the ghost's private box, eh? The one he favours when he visits the opera house.
Yes, monsieur.
And have you ever seen this ghost, Madame Giry?
No, monsieur. But I have heard him. He asks me for things.
Things? What sort of things?
Whatever he requires. A programme, some refreshments. Once a footstool.
And how is it that you're able to bring him these necessaries without once glimpsing his face?
Because he is invisible.
You came.
Did you doubt that I would? Why do you think I've been coming to the opera each night, if not to see you? Who sent you flowers for every performance? Who would gladly defy his family to marry you? Christine, I love you, and I cannot live without you.
Me? You are dreaming, Raoul.
Don't laugh. I'm deadly serious.
So am I. And it wasn't to talk of love that I brought you here. Do you remember the little games we played when we were children? The stories my father used to tell us?
When I came backstage to see you after your collapse, why did you ignore me? Why wouldn't you see me? Your silence says it all. I'll tell you why, shall I? It's because there was someone else in the room with you. Someone whose company you preferred to mine.
Someone else? What are you talking about?
I heard him. After that old woman left your dressing room.
You were listening at the door.
Do you not love me, Christine?
Raoul! No!
I sing only for you. Tonight on stage, I gave you my very soul.
Why did you listen? Why?
Who is he, Christine? Tell me the name of my rival and I'll send him to perdition where such devils belong.
He's not a devil. He's an angel. The angel of music. That's whose voice you heard.
The angel of music? Whoever this man claims to be, Christine, whatever he tells you, it's all lies.
Goodbye, Monsieur le Vicomte.
Lies! And I'll prove it to you tonight at midnight, when you meet this angel of music.
I have heard quite enough of this nonsense. Invisible ghosts, disembodied voices. We're living in the 19th century, for heaven's sake.
Your predecessors didn't want to believe either, but they soon came to realize it was prudent not to underestimate the ghost.
Is that some sort of threat, Madame Giry?
A warning, Monsieur Richard.
I think you forget for whom you are working, woman. We pay your wages in real francs, too, not ghostly gold.
Oh, the ghost pays me in real francs, too, monsieur.
What?
At the end of every performance, he always tips me 10 francs. Sometimes he leaves me gifts as well. Flowers, a fan. Once, some delicious English chocolates.
Then it seems to me you no longer have need of the salary we provide you with.
I beg your pardon, monsieur.
We are dispensing with your services, madame. You're sacked.
Sacked? But I've worked at the opera since I was 9 years old.
Perhaps you should have thought of that before you accepted bribes in return for hiring out one of our most lucrative boxes.
I do not hire it out. This is, and always has been, the ghost's private box.
Will you cease this moonshine about the ghost? There is no mysterious phantom, nor ever was. There's merely a host of credulous fools being taken for a ride by shysters such as you.
Very well, monsieur. If that is how you feel, I bid you good night.
And you can tell your spectral chum that from now on, Box 5 will be the first one we sell.
In fact, Monsieur Richard and I shall take it ourselves this coming Saturday for the performance of Faust. We'll see what this opera ghost of yours says to that.
Yes, monsieur. We shall.
11. Midnight. Soon we shall know the truth, Christine.
Angel of music, I am here. Come to me. Oh. Papa used to play that tune when I was a little girl. The resurrection of Lazarus. Papa, is that you? Have you come back from the dead?
Christine, no!
No! Come back, angel! Come back!
Christine, whoever this angel is, he is not your father. Your father lies buried underneath this tomb, and there he will remain until Judgment Day.
How could you, Raoul? You've destroyed everything!
Christine! Christine! Who's there? Show yourself!
You wish to look upon me.
Step forward into the moonlight, if you would. I take it I have the pleasure of addressing the Angel of Music. Will you not take off your mask, monsieur?
Very well. Behold, the face of death.
No! No! No!
Good morning, monsieur.
He's written to us again.
Who has?
Who? Who? Well, the ghost, of course. Listen to this. My dear managers.
So, it is to be war between us. If you still wish for peace, here is my ultimatum. 1. Return to me my private box. 2. The role of Marguerite in Faust will be sung tonight by Christine Daae and not La Carlotta, who sings like a toad and ought never to have left her position as a café caterwauler as Jacquin's. 3. My faithful servant, Madame Giry, will be reinstated as concierge. 4. You resume my monthly allowance of 20,000 francs immediately. If you do not do as I say, tonight's performance of Faust will have a curse upon it. O.G.
I'm getting sick to death of this interfering phantom. If it were up to me, I'd... You, what the devil?
He's gone! Vanished into thin air!
And who the deuce are you?
La Chanel!
I work for you, remember?
Of course we do, Monsieur Lachenel. And what brings you from your stable?
César has been stolen.
César? The white horse from Le Prophète?
Unless you know of another white horse in our stable with the name César.
Well, who do you think might have stolen him?
Might? There's no might about it. It was the ghost.
The ghost, eh? Well, you'd best be off and file a complaint against him then, hadn't you? Goodbye.
Oi! I got to hang!
Settle that imbecile's account immediately. We can happily dispense with his services. Now what? Come in.
I understand, gentlemen, you wish to see me.
My, my. News travels fast round here.
I had a note from the ghost this morning informing me that you had something you wished to discuss.
Indeed we do. I wonder, Madame Giry, whether you would mind revolving 180 degrees.
Whatever for?
So that I can place the sole of my boot more easily upon your pox-ridden posterior. Now get out! Ooh. I'm telling you, Richard, the next person through that door will benefit from the full force of my fury. Right, that's it, the final straw.
Indeed, it is.
Senorita Carlotta, yeah, what a delightful surprise.
What brings you to our humble office?
Don't pretend you do not know.
Know what?
About this.
A letter? We haven't written you a letter.
Uh-oh, red ink.
Read it.
Dear Carlotta, if you appear on stage tonight, a great misfortune will befall you the moment you open your mouth. A misfortune worse than death. The opera ghost.
Opera ghost, my ears. This is from that impudent Vicomte Chagny, Christine Daae's lover. She made him write it. Ever since that gala night, she has wanted my role, and this is her latest attempt to steal it from me. But it won't work. Nothing shall keep you away from the stage tonight. Not even a misfortune worse than death. I refuse to be blackmailed.
And so do we. Senorita Carlotta, you will sing Marguerite tonight, and we shall watch you do it from Box 5. To oblivion with the opera ghost and his idle threats.
Where have you been? Act 3's nearly over.
I got held up saying hello to Madame Giry's replacement. That's her in the middle of the stalls, with the turquoise feather in her hat. I gave her a complimentary ticket.
Doesn't look like she's enjoying herself.
Neither's the opera ghost, I'll be bound.
Yes. 3 acts in and not a peep from him.
Yes, a shame. I was looking forward to making his acquaintance.
Be careful what you wish for.
I'm not afraid, Richard. Don't you worry.
Observe Carlotta. It appears she has a frog in her throat.
What are you talking about, mon chemin? La Carlotta's singing better than ever.
Great Scott!
Look up there! Look at the ceiling!
Just what you always wanted, monsieur. Tonight, La Carlotta's singing will bring the house down.
No!
The chandelier!
In The Phantom of the Opera by Gaston Leroux, Madame Giry was played by Anna Massey, The Phantom by Peter Guinness, and Raoul by James Darcy. Helen Goldwyn played Christine, Nick Brimble, Philippe, Tony Millen, Monsieur Monchamin, and Richard Earle, Monsieur Richard. La Carlotta was played by Samantha Hughes, Lachenel by Nick Wilton, and Meg Giry by Nicola Weeks. Christine and La Carlotta was sung by Linda Richardson. The music was composed and arranged by Tim Sutton, and the solo violinist was Ruth Rogers. Sound design was by Matthew Cochran, and the executive producers were Jason Hay-Gallery and Nicholas Briggs. The Phantom of the Opera was adapted, produced, and directed by Barnaby Edmonds for Big Finish Productions.